anu liachas manoi einu oivrola b'loiklum. Midiraisa he holds even chometz lefneiz manoi. Even chometz on erev Pesach yifte chatzoyf is mutter midiraisa teat. And who adin chometz l'achera Pesach, even though you had that chometz in your shus through Pesach, when it comes after Pesach, midiraisa you will not eat it. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Vashenki in toichz manoi, the only time it's also teat chometz is only throughout Pesach. Then oivrola v'koris, uvalav. You're over an Issa Koris and an Issa Lav. This is Reb Shimon Shita. Now, Umishar Sha'osab Yachila, this goes back to Reb Yehudi Shita, that at the time that it's Asatit, which means after Chatzois Erev Pesach, according to Reb Yehudi, it's Asab Lav, is Asab Anor. At that time, it's also Asab Anor. Not only is there a Lav eating it, it's also Asab Anor. And the Gemara says clearly, also in Tanakama. This explains the Tanakama Reb Yehudi Shita. Because Reb Shimon says not like that. Reb Shimon says that lufnei zmanoi, it's mutter. So that's what it says now, that it's an Isser HaNoah beforehand, it means according to Reb Yehuda. Like the top Rashi says, O mishor she'osa b'achila, haino mishay shoyis ulamala, the amor lufnei zmanon, b'lav, that's what Reb Yehuda says, on Erev Pesach, Yetzir Chatzos, there's a lav, there's even an Isser HaNoah also. V'ho milsa Reb Yehuda kama, look, and the first begamor, osna tanakama. This is going to explain Reb Yehuda. That Reb Yehuda says there's a lav, who adin is osa b'hanoah midirais also. Simply sant, l'alocha, we hold like that. We hold chometz after chatzos is also midiraisa with a lav, and it's also b'hanor. But we don't hold, it's interesting, we don't hold the gamel like Reb Yehudi Shita. We hold chometz la'achra Pesach, we hold like Reb Shimon. That la'achra Pesach, chometz is only also midirabonon, not midiraisa. Vaita, these are two shitas so far. That Reb Yehudi says all three times it's also, and Reb Shimon says no, only during Pesach it's also. But before and after it's mutter midiraisa. We have a Yaisi Aglili Oimer, a bigger Kiddush. He says, Teima Latzmucha, I have a wonder upon you. Are you Rabbonim, or Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Hei Chometz Osa Banor Kol Shiva. How could you tell me that even during Pesach, the 7 days of Pesach, you're telling me Chometz is Osa Banor? How do you know that? As Rabbi Yaisi Aglili holds, Chometz is Mutter Banor on Pesach. These are the three Shittas. That Rabbi Yaisi is the biggest Mekel, and he Poshet holds also it's only Osa on Pesach, and even on Pesach, it's only Yosef Achila, not Banor. So Pshita al-Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Because al-Mishnah says that Chometz, even after Pesach, is Yosef Banor. And Rabbi Yosef Glili says, no, Chometz is never Yosef Banor. So these are the three Shittas. Now the Gemara's Mazda. Let's see, Rashi, Teima Latzmecho, Tiafilo B'teicha Moid Koma Demut Banor, V'komatana Hani Diyasri. His Rabbi Yosef holds, Rabbi Yosef Glili, even throughout Pesach, it's Mut Banor. So he has a wonder on the other Tanoim, how could you say it's Asa Banor? Now the Gemara's Mazba, these three Shittas. What's Tratan of Yehuda? So the Gemara, Uminayin lo'echo chometz mishay shoyis lamala shu'ayve b'loisasei. How do we know Tratan of Yehuda that he holds midiyarais it's also teat chometz on Erev Pesach yefte chatzois? Where's the posik? Shenema the posik says, lo'isoichal olav chometz. Shivas yavim toichal olav matzis. The posik says, lo'isoichal olav chometz. Don't eat on it chametz. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Say out to Reb Yehuda. Now the pasuk before this was talking about the korban pesach. He learns lo yisoichal olav goes on the korban pesach. Mashma, any time you could bring the korban pesach, that's when the lav starts not to eat chametz. And we know when can you start to bring the korban pesach by chatzos. After chatzos on erev pesach, that's when you could start to bring the korban pesach. So the pasuk is saying lo yisoichal olav chametz. Don't eat during the korban pesach chametz. So mashm, even on Erev Pesach, Yetzir Chatzos, you have the lav not to eat chometz. So Drashi, loiseichal olav, mishas shchita. From the time you can start shechting the Korban Pesach. Tahainu, what time is that? Mishesh shreis lamala. Shechama noita laharav. That's when the sun already starts going back to west side already. Starts coming back to Marav, to go back to the west side. Yeah, so that's Reb Yehuda's posik. Omar lo Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon argues and says no, because Reb Shimon says before we had Reb Shimon Shita was only through Pesach it's also b'achila and b'hanor, but beforehand it's mutter b'achila. So what does Reb Shimon do with this posik? Reb Shimon says there's no raif in this posik. V'chiyev shaloi mekein, can you tell me this posik is talking about erev Pesach? V'aloi kvan emer, right away the posik says it says loy seichel olav chometz. Right away it says like it says v'aloi kvan emer loy seichel olav chometz, but right away the posik says shivas yomim. It says clearly, for 7 days you have to eat matzah. So mashma, that the beginning of the pasuk says, lo yisoichal olav chometz is talking about, at the time when you have to eat matzah, that's when you're not allowed to eat chametz. What does that mean? That means at night. It only means throughout Pesach, that's when you can't eat chametz. Im kein abzoi matam loyim lo'sech lo v'chametz. What does the pasuk mean? Lo'sech lo v'chametz. What do we need the hekeshvua? It means like this. B'shoa sheyesh n'makom echo matzah. When it comes Leil Pesach, at the time when there's a mitzvah to start eating matzah, that's when yesh n'mabal soich ha-chametz. When that's when there's a lav already, not to eat chametz. So the lav only starts on Leil Pesach. Ma'ashenken u'b'shoa she'en u'b'kum echo matzah. When it's before Laila, even though it's Erev Pesach, you have to chatzos, but before the night time, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah yet, is einai b'bal soich ha-chametz. There's no lav of eating chametz. That's Reb Shimon's svarim. So the chur of Shimon is very good. Like it's mamish one pasuk, lo yisoichel olav chametz, shivas yom teichel olav matzos. So it's mashma that when does chametz start? At the same time when there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, which is when? The night of Pesach. So mashma klah, beforehand, there's no iser of eating chametz. So ad k'tei kach, tomorrow now we have to kash, but what's from Reb Yehuda? For the Gemara, my time with Reb Yehuda. But what's like a pshan Reb Yehuda? The Chura posture the pasuk is mashma like Reb Shimon says. It's just telling you at night time, when there's a mitzvah, tita matzah, that's when you have a lav of chametz, but not before. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say not like that? The Gemara, Tlosi Kroi Ksivi, Enechanami. Rabbi Yehuda says, the pshat is, there are three psukim. The Torah says three times, not to eat chametz. Why does the Torah have to say three times for? It's enough to say once. There's only one lav, there's only one malchus. Why does the Torah have to say three times, not to eat chametz? But since the Torah says three times, he learns that from that, there are three different zmanim when chametz is also to eat. So therefore, the pasuk says one is lo yoicha chametz. In Shemaisa says lo yoicha chametz. Another pasuk says b'chol machmetzes lo yisrachelu. And not allowed to eat a tarubis of chametz, or see machmetzes, or else machmetzes means it was neschametz machmas dov racher. Like you have your dough, and you put some sourdough or else some wine in there, that something else made it became chametz. Even that dough, there's also a lav not to eat. Bakoparam Torah says again, lo yisrachelu. And the third time the pasuk says, our pasuk, lo yisoichal olav chametz. So three different times the pasuk says, not to eat chametz. So if you have a kasha, why does the Torah have to say three times, not to eat chametz? Elamites come to teach us. Chad lefnei zmanim. One has come to tell me that before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, there's a law of not to eat chametz. V'chad liyachas manai. As one has come to tell me, even after Pesach, if you had this chametz she'over olav ha-Pesach, it's also with a law of teat even after Pesach. V'chad l'teich zmanai. And one is coming from Mamash l'teich zmanai to tell me that there's a chi of koris, there's a law and also manor. That's Reb Yehuda's svara. We'll soon explain the moral sign and say which one means which one. Reb Shimon says like this. Chad l'teich zmanai. I'm asking to you. One post is talking about teich zmanai, that I need a law, and if Shimon's asking, it's also manor, and it's also a chi of koris. Oh, but that you say the pasuk is b'chol machmetzes lo yisrachelu, he says that's not an extra pasuk. That we need for a drosha. Mi boiler lekeresani, like we learned in the brayso. Ein liyelosh neschametz meiluf. I would say, you know what's called chametz? That's also teat on Pesach. Yeah, the chametz came by itself. That means you have your dough and you put water into the dough, and by itself you let it rise. You let it rise after 18 minutes, it becomes chametz. That's the yisra chametz. What about machmas davar acher? You put something else into this dough to make it become chametz. So Taisa speaks out that doesn't mean sourdough. Because usually what something else would be sourdough. The Taisa says here, the Taisa machmas dov racher, the Taisa says, pirush yivom, machmas dov racher, the lav minoi. It doesn't mean, it's not its own min. It doesn't mean sourdough. Taisa goes, the ayidei saor, mikri chametz tvei. Usually as far as proof I cared. If you use sourdough to make the dough become chametz, that's more chametz. Mishin es chametz meilev, then it comes by itself. Kede milcha perakol amnachis. Mormnachis says that something that becomes chametz from sourdough, that's much more chametz than something comes by itself. So our Gemara is saying now, there's a chiddush kol machmetzes, that not only dough that became chametz by itself, but even machmas something else, that I would have think machmas something else is not chametz. The Torah says it doesn't mean sor, because sourdough for sure makes it chametz. But then he says it means that you took the sediments from the wine, shemayashin that dried out the shmorim, the taner, kasheroisim beras ashkenaz. That's where they make an eras ashkenaz. The way they make their dough to rise is they put these sediments from the wine that dried up and throws it into the chametz. So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Even though this dough did not rise by itself, something else. What? Cream of tartar. Cream of tartar, that's what they make from the wine. So even if you use that to make the chametz rise, that's the chiddush of the pasuk kol machmetzes. Even such a dough also is aser. So Meir of Shimon says it's not an extra pasuk. I can't learn that another time. It's for a din. But the Gemara will soon explain what's have you to do with this. And any other shows Meir of Malo Rachavinayin Tamalayim Mekom Machmetzes Leschem Le and Lo Yoicha Chametz. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the first pasuk we had? Lo Yoicha Chametz. Mi boil a look at the sign, you learn for another halacha. That Yab Yosef Lili Yomer. Mi nayin le Pesach Mitzrayim, Shein Chimutse Noigel Yomechot. When the Yid went out of Mitzrayim, that year when they went out of Mitzrayim, the Yisra Chometz was only Nagaya one day. They didn't have then 7 days of Pesach, 7 days to eat of Yisra Chometz. It was only the next year the Torah says there's an Yisra Chometz for 7 days. But the first year when they went out of Mitzrayim, Chometz was only Nagaya one day. What's the Rayim? Talmud Loim, where the Pasuk says, Lo Yoicha Chometz. That's this Pasuk in Shemais Yud Gimel, Lo Yoicha Chometz. And right away it says, the next Pasuk says, the Somach Lei, Hayoim Atem Yoitzim. Today you are going out of Mitzrayim. Mashma, Lo Yoicha Chometz Hayoim. Only today, the day you went out of Mitzrayim, that day was also for you to eat Chometz. But the next day was Mutar ready. Rashi says, Menayim LePesach Mitzrayim, Shloi Nogu Boi Issa Chometz Elu Yoim Echad. That year, they only had to watch themselves for chametz only one day and not more. Is Talmud Loima L'yoicha chametz V'somach Lei Hayoim Atem Yoitzim. That means L'yoicha chametz Hayoim. As if the Torah is saying, for you, Yoitzim Mitzrayim, today you can't eat chametz, but tomorrow it's mutter. So Me'lo Vaitu, it's not an extra posik, it's coming to teach you something. So that's the way Rabbi Shimon says. So the only posik that we have is the middle posik of L'yoicha lolov chametz Shivas Yom Teichelov Matzis. That's the only pasuk we have according to Rav Shimon. Now that pasuk clearly is talking about Bezman, there's a mitzvah achil of matzah, which is during Pesach. That's when it's also teach chametz. But before and after, there's no pasuk according to Rav Shimon. Now for the Gemara, what does Rav Yehuda do with this? Because Rav Shimon tanya very good. He's psukim on that extra. So Gemara says, Rav Yehuda, machmas dover acha minole. How does he know that you saw it from with saying from kol machmetz leisachelu? He's teaching us a new halacha. That even if he uses cream of tartar to make it chametz, it's also chametz. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? The Torah says poshid. Midiaske rachmona b'loshem machmetzes. In other words, the Torah could have just said kol machmetzes. What did the Torah have to say again lo yisaychlu for? Lo yisachelum. What does it have to say an extra lo yisachelu for? That's extra. If it just wants to tell me a chiddush, that not only chametz gomer, but even if something else made a chametz, it could have said kol machmetzes, period. The lo yisachelu is mashma, there's another isra achilu. So that's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. That it is an extra pasuk to teach me there's another zman that's osur, even kodem zman it's osur. Yeah. And weiter. And what about the Rav Yosef Lili Minole? Like he uses the pasuk lo yoicha chometz. For new drasha, no, maybe it's like Rav Shimon is saying, it's only come to tell me that lo yoicha chometz hayoim, only that day was osur the chometz. So why does Rav Yosef dashen like that? He boy say in one teretz is, midisomach le hayoim. One teretz is, not the pshat, the pasuk lo yoicha chometz is only for that. Lo yoicha chometz has come to tell me there's an issa chometz. Don't eat chometz. And that halacha tati is nogeila doreis that we're saying now even after Pesach it's also to eat chometz. Aye, how does Rav Yosef really know his drasha? Stam al smichus. Since right after that pasuk, the pasuk says hayoim, so it's a smicha to tell us that when they went out of Mitzrayim, their issa chometz was only nogeila to hayoim. But not that the whole pasuk of lo yoicha chometz is only for that drasha. Lo yoicha chometz is telling us L'doyreit is an issa not teach chametz even after Pesach, if you had it through Pesach. And the smichas of Rabbi Yosef is kustam. The next pasuk says hayoyim. That's one teretz. He boy you say another teretz is no. Smuchim l'dorish. The klalos of Yehuda usually doesn't dash in smuchim. Only in Mishneh Torah, there we say the teretz is extra psukim to teach us a smuchim. We dash in such a zach as one pasuk is near the other pasuk, he's teaching us halachis. But the other four chumashim, he doesn't dash in smuchim. Sayin echanami, so Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Yosef Lili Drosha. He tackles could be when they went out of Mitzrayim, it was also negayah 7 days of Pesach. The Torah doesn't say anywhere, it's only negayah to one day. So mele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have three psukim. That's how he knows one before means after Chatzos, one after Pesach, and one throughout Pesach. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now, Omar Mar, Uminayin Lyoicha Chomitz Mishe Shois Lamalo, Shuwai.
Shenema, the pasuk says, Loi soichal olav chometz. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Don't eat chometz, divrei Reb Yehuda. And we said before, Amulei Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon asked back to him, V'chiyev shaloi mekein, is it possible to say like you're saying, this pasuk is talking about Erev Pesach? For like Fanema, the pasuk right away says, Loi soichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzais. Pasuk is clearly, L'chura, that's totally, the yisra chometz, when does this man eat matzah? So how could you, Rabbi Yehuda, use this pasuk to Erev Pesach Yefta Chatzos? The Chura Klor is talking about Shivas Yom Techel of Matzos, it's talking about Leil Pesach. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do? That was Rabbi Shimon's Tainom. How does Rabbi Yehuda get out of it? Good, Rabbi Yehuda says there's three extra psukim. But you can't tell me this pasuk is telling me Erev Pesach Yefta Chatzos. Because this pasuk clearly is talking about Bizman Achilas Matzah, which is on Pesach. And the Gemara like this, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapik Kamalei Rabbi Shimon, the Chura Shver you, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, time is very good. He said very good back to you. He asked you a good kasha. What do you do with this kasha, Rabbi Yehuda? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Amach, Rabbi Yehuda answers like this. Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, Ha'hu l'koivoy choivo, afilo bizman azehu diyosa. The reason why the Pasuk says, Loi soichal olav chometz, shivas yom teichal olav matzois, has come to teach us, just like chometz is nageil adoris, even bizman azeh, we don't have a carbon Pesach. Pshita b'znitza not eat chametz. Who are then the mitzvah's essay of eating matzah is lav davka tulin the korban pesach. Even though the pasuk says al matzah from rorim yachluhu that you're supposed to eat the matzah with the korban pesach, so I would think maybe there's only a mitzvah to eat the matzah when we have a korban pesach. But b'zman hazeh like now we don't have the korban pesach. Maybe there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. K'mashmon this pasuk no. There's a chayva l'doyreis. Even without a korban pesach, still there's a mitzvah's essay to eat matzah. How do we know it? That's the Tekish. The Pasuk says, Lo yisoichal olav chometz, shivas yom teichal olav matzis. So we're makish matzah back to chometz. Just like chometz, pshita, there's no havaminyam, chometz is told in the Korban Pesach. That's what the Torah doesn't say. Chometz is pshita, l'doris, is also to eat chometz on Pesach. So adin, the mitzvah says, if eating matzah is nagei l'doris. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. But then, Nechanami, the actual love of Lo yisoichal olav chometz is going back to the Pasuk before. Olav means on the Korban Pesach. It means the same time Erev Pesach, on after Chatzos, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. That's when the Torah says, Le'soch Olav Chometz. Don't eat Chometz from that Zman. Why does the Pesach right away totally the Matzah form? It's Fakir. We're learning out Matzah from Chometz. Not that we're learning out Chometz from Matzah, but just the opposite of Yud holds. You're learning out Hilchas Matzah from Chometz. Just like it's Pshita, Chometz is Nageil Adairis, who are then Matzah is also Nageil Adairis. For the Gemara of Reb Shimon, how does Reb Shimon, who Reb Yehuda says very good now? So what's Reb Shimon's taina? Why doesn't Reb Shimon dash in his pasuk like Reb Yehuda says that Lo Yisoichal is telling us an Easter even Kaidem Pesach and the Hekdesh is only Matzah Zechoiva? For Reb Shimon, Lekaveya Choiva Minole, how does he know this Yisoid? And the Gemara Nafka led me Be'eri of Toichlu. It's another pasuk, it says me Be'eri of Toichlu, Matzahs. You have to eat Matzah at night time. And there the pasuk is not told in the Korban Pesach. And that's why the Rambam brings down the locha. From the area of Teuchel Matzois, we learn out even Bezman Azir, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah.
Rashi says, Rashi speaks out before, L'kaveya choyv, Rashi says, Hai shibas yovim Teuchel Matzois, lav lakusha yisra chomis l'matzah, no achilas matzah also. Not that way, elu lakusha achilas matzah l'azaros chomis. It's the other way, to learn out matzah from chomis. L'kaveya achila matzah choyv l'doris, kol zaman shu muzer achomis. V'yafilu b'zman shein Pesach. Why? What's the chiddush? The loy tema don't think to say, the pasuk says, al matzos umrorim yachluhu. You're supposed to eat it together, ksiv. Is I would think, iyika Pesach mechayev achilas matzah. V'loy loy, but b'zman azeh there's no Pesach. Maybe there's no mitzvah achilas matzah. The master on this pasuk know that matzah is totally in chometz. And whenever you have the yisra chometz, you have the mitzvah matzah. That's the yudashito. And you have shimas of trashis, berry of teichlo matzos, it said already the chiyuv teat matzah. Why does it say another time the erev teichel matzos? That to teach us even bezman azeh when we don't have a korban pesach, still there's a mitzvah essay teat matzah. Or the moror tak is only midrabbanim bezman azeh because moror the pasuk says al matzos umrorim yachluhu. That means when is the chiyuv teat moror with matzah and with the korban pesach? And bezman azeh we don't have a korban pesach. Midiraisa there's no chiyuv teat moror. Because there's no special pasuk to eat moror. There's only one pasuk, eat them together. Mashen kein matzah. So therefore, our chiyuv moro today is only midirabonin. This is the chiyuv tit morum. But matzah, there's a special pasuk midirav. Teichlo matzah is the bezman is there. There's a mitzvah sesay tit matzah. For the gemara of Chur Rabbi Yehuda Shreden, Reb Shimon is right. That's kaveya choyv. I know from this pasuk. So why do I have? Why do I need a pasuk like soichlo of chametz? What do I need the hekashvua? Why does the same pasuk say don't eat chametz and tit matzah? The Chura, then you have to say, like Reb Shimon says, the other way around. To teach us that Chometz, when does the Yisra Chometz start? The Yisra Chometz starts, Taka, by Leil Pesach. What does Reb Yehuda do with this? And the Gemara, Reb Yehuda, mi boile le tome, vishoye v'derech rechoyka. Even bizman, the base of Mikdash is Kayim. You have a Tomedic, a person, and he's far away. Le tome, one person, no, le tome is one case. A person is tome, so he can't bring a Korban Pesach. Or else, v'shoye v'derech rechoyka. Somebody is far away from Yerushalayim, he can't be early regularly, he can't come to bring the Korban Pesach. I would think, since this person right now really has a chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach, we're talking about the Bezman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So I would think, since he doesn't need the Korban Pesach, since he's not eating the Korban Pesach, I would think, matzo moro nami lenechol, this person does not have the mitzvah sesein. Tit matzorido, kamash malon. That's the chiddush. So I need two psukim for these two chiddushim. With one pasuk, I would say, the chiyuv tit matz is only with man beis hamikdash. So even though you're a tummy of derech rechoyko, that you can't bring a Korban Pesach, but I call upon him, some people are bringing a Korban Pesach, therefore you also have the mitzvah sesein tit matzo. But I would not know, bizman there, that there's no bias, no Korban Pesach at all, I would not know there's a chi of mitzvah tit matzah. That's why I need a second posik. So according to Rav Yehuda, you need two psukim. One to tell us bizman that Beis HaMikdash was here, and there were people that brought the Korban Pesach, just you were tomei, or you were far away, still you have to eat the matzah. And the second posik tells us, even bizman there, when there's no Pesach at all, still we have to eat matzah. That's what Yehuda does with the two psukim. If Reb Shimon, why doesn't Reb Shimon need two psukim? Reb Shimon says, Tomei, if a person is Tomei, Vishoye Badech Rechoiko, Lo Yitzvah Kruo. He says, that I don't need a pasuk for. I don't need a pasuk, this man, they had the Korban Pesach, and you couldn't bring a Korban Pesach, I have no havamit to say that you're pasuk from eating it. You know why? To like Gora Me Orel Ubenecher. You're not worse than a person that's an Orum. That means a person that did not make a bris milah. And Rashi says, even in a case we had a hetter not to do it, where his first two brothers were killed during the bris milah. So Lachar is talking the third son doesn't have to make a bris milah, because it's a sakonas tefoshes for him. He doesn't have to make a bris milah. Still, Lamais is called an Orum. And the Lachar is, he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Hu adin a ben necher. A ben necher means a mumur, somebody that does have heiris. So he's also a ben necher, means he's, so Rashi says, shemenaker. Rashi Mishan Shen is Nakru Maisel Yavashem Shemayim. He like turned around his Maisim, his doings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, he's like a Mumur. He does a lot of Averus. For the Chol HaTorah, not the Pshat, his name is a Mumur Chol HaTorah Kula, because then he wouldn't come to eat Matzah either. We're talking about somebody that does a lot of Averus, so he is a Loch, he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. The Pasuk says, V'chol Oro Lo Yoicha Boy. And we dash in, Hu Einoi Oichel, Avol Oichelu B'matzah B'morah. There's a special diak here that an Orum or a Ben Necher, even though they're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, there's a diak only from the Korban Pesach they don't eat. But Matzah Mar they do eat. So once they have a postik that Bezman the Beis HaMikdash was here, even though you can't eat from the Korban Pesach, but since there is a Korban Pesach around, you're supposed to eat Matzah. So Pshita Zakjab Shimon, I know also, somebody that's Tomei, or somebody that's far away can't bring the Korban Pesach, Pshita has a Chiyuv to eat Matzah. Reb Yehuda, what's Reb Yehuda answer? Ksiv Bahai or Ksiv Bahai? He says, Enechnami, maybe could learn one from the other, but it's not so shred to say there are two Kedushim here. The Pasuk says it by both of them. One Pasuk is to tell us there's a Kaveas Chayvah, even Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when you were Tomei. And need a second Pasuk to tell me that even though Bizman is there, that there's no Korban Pesach at all, still the Lachar is that you're supposed to eat Matzah. Now there is a chiyuv tit matzah. Matzah is kaveh afilu bezman hazeh. So these are the three shittas. We have Yehuda holds, it's also erev Pesach, during Pesach, even after Pesach. We have Shimon said it's only also during Pesach, and even Banor. And if Yosef Yaglilu was making no, even during Pesach, it's only Balav and not Bahanor. Now the Gemara goes back to the original Kasha. Now the Shalom is, who does our Mishnah go like? For the Gemara, Mani must listen. Who could our Mishnah go like?
Our Mishnah again, what did the Mishnah say again? It said that chametz shel nochri, if a guy owns chametz, sha'over olav ha-pesach is mutter bano. A guy's chametz is mutter bano. V'shel Yisrael, osa bano. Even after Pesach, still your chametz is osa bano. That's what our Mishnah says. So what could the Mishnah go like? L'chura, I Rabbi Yehuda, l'chura the Mishnah comes like good like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah says, even after Pesach, it's osa bano. L'chura, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara no. I Rabbi Yehuda, chametz tomek komer. Afilu den ochri. That's the Havamina. That Rabbi Yehuda is saying, any chametz is osa bano during Pesach and after Pesach. That means even goyish chametz. Any chametz that a goy owns throughout Pesach, it's also titas chametz during Pesach, and it's also titas even after Pesach. So the Havamina is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even goyish chametz, sha'over all of a Pesach, should be osa bano. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any difference. He just says any chametz after Pesach is also asatit. That means if that chametz was on the world during Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it after Pesach, even if it belonged to a guy. According to Havamina, you only have to bedafka make new bread and eat the new bread. And now Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says that a goyish bread should over all of the Pesach after Pesach you are allowed to eat. So that's the kash. The chura doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vayetivi Reb Shimon, Elamai, the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, Taketi, Yisrael, not in Mishnah Kashori.